What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us for our December Rotary Club update in Jamestown, we have Rotarian Sean Johnson. And Sean, welcome back to our show.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Warren.
Well, thank you again for taking time. Appreciate having you on. And we love to talk about Rotary. Love to talk about what you guys have been up to. We've been doing that every month for the last year. And why not use this last one for this year to look back on what's done and what's been done through Jamestown Rotary?
Sure, Warren. I think that's a great idea. lots happened over the calendar year, obviously kind of coming out of the pandemic. I think, you know, that's something we dealt with the year before, something we've had to deal with this year. And you know, our club has come out strong, I think, and we just celebrated our 100th year in Jamestown, had that celebration a couple of weeks ago with the business after hours. We had just about 60 people show up. We had some alums show up, you know, that are no longer in Rotary, but, you know, came back to help us celebrate. Over the years, our group has done a really good job of keeping hold of our history and scrapbooks, and really impressive. It was amazing even to our own members to see some of the things that were on display a few weeks ago. And it was great to see some of our alums get to enjoy that as well. And, you know, we had one tough loss, obviously, when Ruben Lichty passed away. You know, Ruben's a longtime member of Rotary, and that was tough. But we're gonna celebrate him later on this year. And so that was a tough loss. And but we you know, we've got a group that's really strong, and we're blessed to have people like Ruben. We have a lot of people in our club that do a lot of great things. And it's a great group to be around. And as you mentioned, kind of looking back over the years, some of the things that we were involved in, you know, we obviously supported the Frontier Village Halloween celebration. A lot of groups do that. We really enjoyed doing that. That's a lot of fun. You know, involved in Peace Day and doing things at the Peace Poles that are around Jamestown that we're involved in. You know, we brought back Wine and Brouhaha. You know, normally that's in April, and it will be in April this coming year, but we had it in the fall, and it was really successful and a good fundraiser for us that helps us fundraise projects like the benches along the reservoir walking trail out of Jamestown Reservoir, something we really were happy to do and work with the kids out at JVCTC. You know, they helped build them, and then we funded them and had them out there, and then giving to other projects in the community and doing other things. You know, we did planted a bunch of wildlife habitat out at the Pipestone Reservoir to help with their project out there. And that was a good way to get involved with the environment, which was our newest pillar in Rotary awesome. International. So it was great to be involved in that. So there's been a lot of great things we've been working on, working with. This Saturday, we're going to be ringing the bell for the Salvation Army across town at different locations. So we're looking forward to doing that. And it's a great thing about being part of Rotary is you can contribute to projects locally and internationally as well, because as I mentioned many times, it's Rotary International, not just Rotary Jamestown or Rotary North Dakota or even sure. Rotary United States. So yeah. It's kind of fun to be part of a larger organization and get to do things and impact people worldwide.
Local Rotarian Sean Johnson joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. It's always that service above self, Sean. You always say that when you come by and really shows throughout 2021. And you already kind of gave us a glimpse into what we're going to see in 2022, Wine and Brouhaha. Anything else brewing up with Rotary Club as we move forward?
You're such a radio guy. That's very good. Well, we'll have some projects. I know we're working on awesome. some projects that our district is involved in internationally to try to give back to. You know, we've had some great speakers over the last year. We hope to have a lot more. You know, we're very involved with our district organization. When we had our 100th anniversary, Keith Brokey, who's our district chairman, you know, drove over. We actually had a Rotarian drive over from the cities to help us celebrate. So it's great to have that kind of support. But again, we've had recently some great speakers like Darby Heinrich from JVCTC mm-hmm. kind of talk about what's going on out there, the expansion that they want to do. Somebody you're familiar with, Lynn Lambert, came by. Talk about Downtown Association, what's going on downtown, which is always, I think, really important in our community and the things that are happening. So we've had a lot of great speakers. I look back, you know, Drew Wrigley, the former attorney general for the state of North Dakota, or federal attorney, I should say, representing our region. He came and spoke, and it was really interesting to hear him talk about how things work in Washington and some of his priorities when he was a federal attorney. It was very interesting, I thought. Got a lot of great speakers like that. I think that's one of the best things about being part of Rotary is obviously you get to be involved in these projects and sure. you get to make an impact on your community, but you really get to kind of pull the curtain back on what's happening in the community. Why are certain things happening the way they are? What are certain businesses? What are they doing? How are they helping the community? It's always really interesting because every time I go to a meeting, I learn something new and I get to hang out with my friends.
For sure.
And so that all those things combined, it's great to do that once a week. You make some great friendships that can last a lifetime. You'll meet people maybe that you've never met before and establish relationships, and that can help you in so many different ways. And again, just being able to give back to community, and then having great speakers come in and talk about different ways that maybe we can impact the community, not only as a Rotary Club, but as an individual. And then finding out how are things working in city government, or, you know, how do things work at the state level or even the federal level? Or how is this project going to impact us in our community? And you certainly can learn about those things in a number of different ways. But the great thing is you get to learn about those in person. You get to ask those people questions. And it's really a great way to keep yourself informed.
So if you're interested in becoming a part of the Rotary Club, they'd love to have you stop by. And if that's something you're looking for, that community connection that with other like-minded individuals, it sounds like, Tushan, you guys, of course, would welcome them to join you anytime. Meeting every Tuesday, correct?
Yeah, every Tuesday at 12 noon at the Quality Inn, and you don't even have to be like-minded. You know, we have some people, you know, that come at things from different perspectives, which I think is great. And yeah. I think that's the one great thing about Rotary. You know, we talk about what's going on in our communities and our state and our country, and everybody talks about how contentious things can be, and they certainly can be. But the nice thing about Rotary is we can all kind of come together, and even though we may have different viewpoints on things, we know we're all trying to get to the same point. And again, that's service above self and giving back to our community. And I think that's one of the great things about Rotary. We kind of cut through the noise, right? Yeah. And get to what's really important in life. And that's helping not only our community, our region, our nation, and really our world, which sounds corny, but again, it's Rotary International.
Right. We can't forget that. Rotary International, local Rotarian Sean Johnson. Anything else, Sean, before we wrap up today?
It's just been a great year. I'm thankful for everybody in Rotary. It's a great group to be part of. If you're looking to get involved in the community and meet a bunch of great people, we'd love to have you.
All right, Sean, thanks again for joining us, and hopefully we'll see you in 2022, huh?
Sounds good, Warren.
All right, thanks, Sean.